Now, Junudullah means all the armies of Allah, which some of whom are can be seen by naked eyes or can be felt by the five senses, and some of those armies cannot be felt by the five senses. And Allah in other places Himself explains this phenomena, that all the Junudullah are not to be observed by naked eye or can be heard. There are some junood of whom you don't know how they come and how they help and how they go back. So all the forces available to Allah for carrying out His will are called Junudullah. And those junood are innumerable. For example, when the gust of wind carried the handful of Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa Sallallahu's pebbles towards the enemy and suddenly turned into a gale, every part of the wind, every pebble that it carried, at that moment was Junudullah. So there is no limit and no limitation to the explanation of Junudullah. From time to time it can take different shapes and different meanings, and the application is unlimited. Anything which is used by Allah to achieve a certain purpose out of His creation becomes Junudullah at that moment. And also there are constantly living Junudullah in the form of Malaika, in the form of Mr. Rashid Ahmed. You are also a part of Junudullah.